Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Talk Your Heart Out. This is your host Christy. I hope you all are having a wonderful day today. We are talking about confidence and how we can build ourselves up to be a more confident person. I was actually talking to a couple of my friends. They were telling me about how they don't feel very confident in themselves and they don't believe in themselves regarding doing certain things. And so I thought I would do this episode to share with you guys what I've learned along the way. So a bit of background information about myself. I would say I am a quiet, confident person. I sometimes don't think I come across as a confident person because I'm quite introverted, but I don't really doubt myself. Like, there are definitely times that I would doubt myself, but all in all, I feel quite lucky to be quite a confident person who's like comfortable in being myself. I was definitely not born this way. I was not confident. Well, I was not very confident growing up, and especially in my first year in university. So when I just came to the UK at 18, leaving my family and friends back in Hong Kong, I think because they were such a big support network to me, it kind of made me feel less confident in myself. And being in a new environment, is, of course, being in such a new culture and having to speak this new language. And so, yeah, I wasn't very comfortable in being myself at that point. But yeah, I think I definitely learned a lot. It's funny because a lot of my self-doubt and why I wasn't comfortable in being myself was because, firstly, of my own culture. So at that time, it sounds silly, but obviously I wouldn't have the British accent, and I would say I was good in English, but I felt inadequate in a way because obviously everyone else grew up speaking English and I only spoke English, I don't know, twice a year. I didn't really speak English properly back home. So I just felt very incompetent in English, even though everyone's like, wow, your English is amazing. And I'm like, okay, thank you. But yeah, and the second thing is my culture that I lived in. Like, definitely there is a huge culture gap between Hong Kong and the UK, even though Hong Kong, compared to other places in Asia, were quite westernized, but there is still quite a big gap. And that's something to be talked about in another episode because I could go off on a tangent. And the third thing is probably my self-image, like my own body image. I wouldn't say I struggled with it, but definitely I was not comfortable in being myself, and that got a lot better in the second year in my university, and I'll talk about that in another episode. So what I was trying to say is that I was not always confident in myself, and there are definitely steps that I've taken to target these insecurities of myself. And so let's talk about factors and why certain people feel more confident than others. So the first thing is definitely genetics. It's something about the ways that your nerves are built and the neurochemicals in your brain. And that is unchangeable, even though some of us might want to change our genes. It's not possible, but there are two other factors that you can change. So there's environmental factors, so where you're born, where you're raised up, things like this, they can't be changed, but others can be. So when you grow to become an adult, you can choose your place to live. Obviously, there are still challenges and there are still hurdles along the way that might stop you from making those changes. But other than that, like, you can change the people that you surround yourself with, your workplace, for example, and your school. The third factor is personal choices. So how you choose to react to adversity. So some people, they might give up after they reach failure, which I know is, it doesn't mean that you're weak. It just means that's probably your way of upbringing, or it's more common in your culture, for example. Yeah, these are the factors. And coming up, we're going to talk about a bit of tips and tricks that I use to help build my own confidence. So the first tip that I've got is fake it till you make it. I've actually never heard of this saying back home in Hong Kong, and I only heard about it when I came to the UK and I did my first placement. I remembered I just felt so small and so insignificant because I was one of the youngest person on my course and I've never had any working experience before. So being in this huge clinical environment made me just feel so insignificant. I don't know if you've ever had this feeling, but I just felt like I was shrinking and I was getting smaller and smaller. But my educator was really amazing and really encouraging, and she said to me that, "Christy, you have the ability to become this amazing OT student, but you don't have the confidence. So what you can do is fake it till you make it." And that is so absolutely true, because I tried it and it was amazing. So what I think is really easy for us to practice is doing it in front of strangers. For example, people you see on the streets, or sometimes you know you're going to see a certain someone only once or twice or a couple of times. And then you can use the fake it till you make it, because they'll never know you're faking it. And also, you don't have to keep it up, so you can just experiment with it, you know, because you're not going to see them ever again, probably. So the first step that I take to fake it is to imagine. So I'm insecure about being quite a shy person, so I'm quite introverted, and I take a while to warm up to people. But I imagine myself to be a really outgoing, a really extroverted person that's nice and friendly to everyone. And sometimes I do a power pose. So for example, I put my hands on my hips, that's a power pose. Or I use more hand gestures, or I stand up a little taller, pull my shoulders back, and this subconsciously helps us feel more significant and more confident in ourselves. The third one is very useful when it comes to big things. So for example, you're about to do a speech, or you're about to go into an interview. It's really important that you give yourself a pep talk, so that you can put on this persona almost. And because I believe that you, deep down inside, you know what you need to say to yourself to get yourself more confident. So talking to yourself, either in front of a mirror or just talking to yourself, it can be very, very valuable. It can be very, very important. So the second thing is acknowledging that you are growing. So I think a lot of us are quite harsh on ourselves in things that we're not very good at. For example, I'm not very good at the guitar yet, but I love the guitar. And so I won't say that I'm rubbish at the guitar. You can say I'm not good at that yet. Using the word yet helps you acknowledge that you're still working on this and you're going to improve and you're going to get there one day. And so this is really important because often we put ourselves down, even like one or two sentences, it might seem insignificant, but actually it does a lot for our subconscious. So learn to use the word yet. I'm not good at this yet. So the third tip is regarding the environment that we surround ourselves with. Surround yourself with positive people that believe in you when you didn't, even when you didn't believe in yourself. So I have got some really amazing friends that I've met along the way that really believed in myself. I remembered before I had the interview for this hospital that I'm going to be working in. I was really, really nervous because that was my dream hospital basically, and I kept talking about, oh, this must be really difficult. I wouldn't be able to get in, and I was telling that to my best friend here, and she was saying to me that if there's anyone in our cohort in university that could get into this hospital, it would be me. And at that point, I was like, wow, that is a bold statement, first of all. And secondly, she's just saying it because she's my friend. But it made me feel good, even though I didn't really believe it at that time. It made me feel good that someone would say that. Like, surely she wouldn't be lying, but she thought that. So it made me feel good about myself. So you see, it's really important to surround yourself with the right people who can cheer you on when you needed that. So the fourth tip that I have for you guys is do not fear failure. So I know that failure is really hard and really difficult, and sometimes you might even make a fool out of yourself. But every person that we know, they've failed countless of times, especially people that you see as successful. J.K. Rowling is, for example, that's a really famous example of how she's not afraid of failure and she kept going. That's why we see the amazing Harry Potter that we see today. And so I think it's really important. I'll talk to you next time. Bye! To know your self-worth and know that you are capable of doing great things in your lives. And even when you fall down, climb back up and keep trying. It is also really important to be kind to yourselves and have self-compassion when you do fail, because failing is hard. Failing is even more difficult than succeeding sometimes, because you have to deal with all these negative emotions. So be kind to yourselves, treat yourselves well, do a lot of self-care activities for yourself, and just don't give up. Don't give up whatever that you know your love and passion is in. So that's what I've got for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed it. Share if you learned something and review it on Apple Podcast.